I was hoping they'd come up with me. Well, it's a lot different up here than it is back there. But I probably wouldn't be here at all if it weren't for my daddy, and I definitely wouldn't be here at all if it weren't for my heavenly father. I don't know how many of y'all know my dad, but I know some of y'all have known him for longer than I have, but he's a pretty crazy cool dad, and he loves the Lord and he loves me, and he wants the best for me, and he's someone I could really, in a lot of ways, model my life after. And as a little boy, he was all who I really wanted to be when I grew up. I don't know how many of y'all had that as a father. I guess I was really blessed like that. But when I was a little kid, you know, there were all these things you wanted to be like. I don't know, Tarzan, Spider-Man, Peter Pan, cowboy, whatever. And then above all that was my daddy that I wanted to be when I grew up. When I grew up, I wanted to be this strong, hardworking, godly, bald, and still hairy all over. Superman Gary Jones. But in the same way, I was kind of thinking of it from a different point of view. Do I want to be like my heavenly father? Do I want to become more godly through his son, Jesus Christ? Do I have that same strong desire? And I was kind of examining myself that way. But on a different angle of it, my mama, she said something really profound the other week. You leave it to mamas to do that. I know it's not Mother's Day, but thanks, Mama. She said something along the lines of like this: Lucas, you aren't your daddy, and Gary, Lucas isn't you. And that might not sound like a very profound statement, but the older I get, the more and more I see me and my dad are very, very different. And that's not a bad thing. God made us different. I like to think of us as different sides of the same coin. But I was thinking about us as human beings. That's kind of our problem, isn't it? We can't be like God. First of all, because he's God and we're creation. But secondly, because we've fallen. God created us in his own image. And Genesis 1:27 says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." We're made in his own likeness, and we're made in his own image, and we chose a different path from that. We chose disobedience, and we chose ourselves. And we made that choice, and we can't change it. We're cursed with sin since we're born. We've been born with sin. We can't get away from it. We've all fallen short of God's glory, Romans 3:23. I didn't quote that right. Sorry. Romans 3:23. "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." There we go. And we can't live up to God's standard. And any attempt of our own to do that, God looks at it and he talks about in Isaiah how that's like filthy rags to him. So we're kind of stuck, but you know, God loves us. And he demonstrated that love by sending his son. And God and him are kind of different sides of the same coin when we weren't. And he came and he lived a perfect life. And he did nothing wrong. And he was a perfect son. And something that I'm definitely not. And he came and he lived that perfect life. And he came and bore that sin on a cross, and he died and he was buried, but he was God's son in whom he was well pleased. And the third day, God raised him back up, and now he sits in heaven, And when God looks at us now, he doesn't see a bunch of sinners and people who are on their way to hell. He sees his son, Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "For there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, and he stands between God and man. And now because of that, we are his children, if we so choose." And so back to the beginning, I was thinking about how if I desire to be like more godly through God's Son, Jesus Christ, what's stopping me? And what's stopping me from doing that? Nothing, really. God's given me the tools I need. He's given me this body of believers. He's given me his word. He's given me prayer. And he's given me his spirit. And his spirit's how we know that we are his children. If you turn to Romans 8:16, I guess y'all ain't got to turn there, but y'all have probably found it before me. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If you have the Holy Spirit, you are God's child, and that's a wonderful thing. So what's stopping me from living that life, since he's given us all these tools, everything we need to live for him and become more like him? And nothing. You know, sometimes I fall in the trap of thinking that I'm too weak to do what he wants me to do. And really, all of us are weak. And he wants to use us still, though. In Rome, in 1 Corinthians 1, 27, it says, "But God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring not the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence." And I don't know if I'm confounding anybody, but I sure feel weak, and I kind of feel foolish right now. And but he can use anybody if you let him, and if I let him. And I'm not saying that my relationship with my daddy has always gone peachy, or that my relationship with God has always gone great. I'm a mess, and I need all y'all's prayers. And it's only by his grace that I'm standing up here, or even here at all today, like I said. But maybe if you don't have a great relationship with your physical father, I hope you'll look to our Heavenly Father for comfort. Psalms talks about how he's the father of the fatherless and the helper of the fatherless. And if you don't know my Heavenly Father, you're really missing out, and you need to know him. The consequences of that are pretty much where you spend eternity. And if you don't know him, I hope you'll find out more about them tonight. If you'll turn to John 1:12, that's the last place I'll go, if I can find it. I haven't memorized, so maybe. "But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Christ's work on the cross, if you believe in that, if you receive his work on the cross, God has given you the power, the right, and the privilege to become his son, if you'll accept that. So, if you're not right with the Father, or if you're not right with the Father, I hope you'll get right with him tonight. And on a side note, Happy Father's Day.